Welcome to God's Rainbow Ministries. Okay, presents Purpose Gospel Radio, and I'm your host, Dr. Pastor Ken. Okay. I hope everything is sounding better now. Okay, I had to take off for a second. Okay, and use the bathroom. Okay, before we got started. All right. Well, let's bring in some let's play some music here.
Deep. come tend the soil of my soul. And like a garden, and like a garden, I will grow. I will grow. Come tend the soil. Come tend the soil.
praise and worship part of the service. Well, okay. Well, let's start out with a prayer. Lord God, we look to you in our many needs, in the stress of our hearts and the anguish of the whole world, Lord. We beseech you, let light come to your people everywhere on earth to bring them your help and your victory, Lord. Remember the wretched, the sick, and the poor. Let your living strength come to them so that they can bear their sufferings and hold out joyfully to the end, Lord. Remember all of us, Lord. Oh, Lord, our God, for we all need you. We are weak and poor and cannot go forward alone, Lord. Your Spirit must help us, Lord. May the Savior come to us, and may his grace and his power be born in our hearts. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, today's message is be the hands and feet of Jesus. You see, our Heavenly Father has made incredible promises to us, his children. And while our God is completely faithful to deliver on his promises, he does not force them on us. He promises his nearness, his affections, and eternal life spent with him. But we have the power to choose our own way. He doesn't force himself where there's no space. God's word won't have power in our lives if we don't read it. We won't hear God effectively if we're not listening. And we can't experience his nearness if we constantly fill our lives with other things. So this week, we're going to talk about different ways we can experience the promises of God so that they may come to full fruition in our lives. May you encounter God powerfully as you grow and fully experience the incredible promises of your Heavenly Father. One of the best experiences is the promise of God is to co-labor with him in his purpose of restoration. It's incredible that God's plan is to use us, his church, to see his kingdom come to earth. He's commissioned us to spread the gospel. He's chosen us to tell the good news and restore relationship with our Creator. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 and 20, it says, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountains of which Jesus had directed them, and when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of age.'" So Jesus shares with us the authority that's been given to him. God's made incredible promises to his people, and he wants us to join him in seeing his promises come to fruition. We get to share with the world a message like Peter in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And bring fruition to the promise of Jesus that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. That's John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. How incredible. You have the opportunity to see God's promise of salvation come to those around you through working with God. Okay? You can also co-labor with God in his desires and meet all the felt needs of those around you. God says in Deuteronomy 15:11, there will never cease to be a poor in the land. Therefore I command you, you shall open wide your hand to your brother, to the needy and the poor in your land. The church in Acts brought about God's desire to meet needs. In Acts chapter 4, verses 34 and 35 says, "There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what they sold and laid at the apostles' feet, and was distributed to each as any as had need." So God longs to use you like he did the church in Acts. You get to work with God and seeing his longing to provide for people come to pass. You get to be hands and feet of our Savior and co-labor with Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18 and 19 says, "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. As the child of God, you've been set apart for the works of your Father. You've been entrusted with the incredible message of reconciliation. There is no other work in life that will fill you more in joy and purpose than seeing God's promise fulfilled through your own hands. What an incredible God we have that is all-powerful and wisdom he should choose to use us in his hands and feet. Your God loves and empowers you for incredible works that will satisfy desires of your heart and the needs of others. So spend time in his presence today being fueled by his love. Follow the leading of the Spirit as he shows you where he's working and what he will have you do to see his promises come to fruition through your life. So, meditate on God's desire to use you to bring about this message of reconciliation. And secondly, ask the Spirit to show you where and how he can have you minister today. You do know that needs God's love today. What can you do to see God's promises come to pass in the lives of others? And thirdly, commit yourself to do what the Lord shows you. Ask the Holy Spirit to empower you to accomplish the works he set before you. Receive his presence and let God's love fuel you toward all that he has in store for you. God's intention is not to burden you with the work he set before you. His intention is actually to lead you to a better and more fulfilling life. He knows that you will only be truly satisfied when you partner with him to see his kingdom come to earth. You are meant for good works. You are meant to co-labor with your Heavenly Father. Anytime you feel burdened, simply cast your cares on God. Ask him to share his heart with you. Minister from anointing and not your own strength. May you find today's a lifestyle of good works that leads you to joy, peace, and purpose in the Spirit. I highly suggest that you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It'll bring this devotional more into light. Amen. Now let's get into the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you're going to get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long and dusty road not knowing whether to go, which way to go, which way is up or down? Okay? Are you lacking purpose in your life? Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety? Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, such as addiction to alcohol, drugs, gambling, overeating, sexual immorality. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So, the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord God, Jesus Christ, tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust to him. I am so grateful that he promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now that you are my Savior. So thank you for the blessed assurance that you will walk with me through the deepest valleys. Okay? So thank you for hearing this prayer. And we pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. All right. Well, that was the message. And we did the altar call. Okay. if you're out there and you said this prayer, okay, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, please call into area code 657-383-1487. Okay, once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and let us know, okay, that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Because right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all of the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So, will you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Oh, okay. Well, we got a caller to press the 1 key. Okay, there's another one. Press the 1 key.
I almost fucking died.
Hey, hello. Hey, Doug, is that you?
Yeah. How you doing?
All right. How are you doing, Doug?
Good. This is the real Doug.
Yeah. I can tell by your phone number.
Right. Who else is going to call in tonight?
Oh, I have no idea. We've got callers on the line. Okay, but they've not pressed the 1 key, so until they do.
Well, that was a good message you did there.
Well,
but
thank you.
Like, all the time, everyone's good, you know?
Well, thank you.
Nothing negative or anything.
Oh, no, I wouldn't put a negative message out there. Okay. Not,
uh-huh.
not about that.
You notice how I seem different now?
What's that?
Well, I used to be like all drunk and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting better.
Well, that's good. That's good, Doug.
Thanks. Okay, well, I won't. I'll just listen in.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna play a couple more songs and then.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, and then I'm gonna do the prophetic message for the day. Okay. Okay, here we go.
I realized how weak I am, yeah, I need you to get me through. not about talking about you. It's building my whole life around you. You are the anchor that holds me down. Whole world trying to slow me down. I just need you to show me now. Show me now, show me now. How to love you with every day. To lay down on my inner pain. To put all the trust in your name. Take my life in a sinner's day. This is a broken anthem.
I'm not gonna
couple songs. Okay. Well, we got another caller from area code 937. I'm going to bring it on. Hello, 937. Who do I have? Hello? Okay, well, I guess we missed him. Okay, he must be doing something. Okay, 937, are you there? Okay, I'll put you back on mute. All right. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for the day. Okay. The Father says today there is no shortages in heaven. There are no deficits in heaven. And I'm working to bring heaven to earth in your life. The inventories of heaven are always an upward count, never a diminishing supply. I have given you in the earth an inherited right to unlimited resources of my glory. I said in my word that I would meet all your needs out of my riches and glory. Are you banking in the glory? Are you drawing upon the wealth of the blessing that's available for you in the glory? Step out today into the economy of the kingdom and realize that the economy of man will no longer define what your fortune represents. Begin this day to spend the currency of the kingdom. Faith is the coin of the realm where I live, says God. Spend your faith. Spend your faith on your necessary needs. Spend your faith on the highest heart's desires. Spend your faith by speaking to your mountain. Are you speaking to your mountain? What are you saying to your mountain? Are you saying, that mountain is getting bigger? Are you commanding be removed and cast into the sea? Stand up on your feet, says God, and speak to that mountain of those things that can contrary to my purpose, and see how it will be cast into the sea to be replaced by the manifest substance of an answered prayer in your life. Amen. Well, that's the prophetic word for today, and it goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Okay. Anyway, I was just reading some of the comments in the chat room. Okay. Alrighty. Well, let's play some more music. Yeah. Let's play some more music.
Can a dark heart change? But every time I try, it always feels the same. I'll get so lost in a feeling, I'll lose my mind in a minute. Please calm the storm I'm creating. I get so thank you.
We'll keep them in our prayers.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah.
You definitely need them.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Is that Doug on the phone, Pastor Ken?
Yeah, that's Doug.
What's happening, Doug, man?
Not much.
Not much, huh, man? Hey, buddy, you know that you're one of the only other people that ever called this show, right, that stirs up more stuff than what. I mean, brother, they really much hate you about as much as they hate me on this show. And I want to tell you that I thank you for calling into the show, you did what I'm saying, and keeping it real. Because they hate you just as much as they hate me, if not more. Like, that's crazy to me. You definitely shook up the beehive, brother. What's that?
I don't think there's a lot of hate going on.
Yeah, man. It's like somebody come through just, you know, being honest with themselves, you dig, and just being honest with the world, you know, then people got something negative to say. You know, it's a mess, right? But, hey, brother, I can't change who I am for nobody, dog. You know, if my life is raggedy, then I'm just going to be a raggedy guy until I can make it better, you dig? I don't have no problem telling nobody what's happening. You know, like, hell, damn, I can't be perfect 24/7 and know that much. Dude, I ain't got no problem telling you when I ain't perfect on them days. I don't have no problem telling nobody that. You did, because y'all got them too, though, brother. Everybody got them days when they ain't perfect, but they don't tell you about that stuff. They try to keep it tucked back in the back. With me, I'm like, look, damn it, I'm a human being, brother. I was born, you dig? This world is crazy, so I make mistakes here and there, you dig? I do dumb things, and I'm not perfect. I do this, I do that. My attitude might be like this, it might be like that, you dig what I'm saying? But it's like, look, but I'm going to give you the real and the raw, dog. I don't have no time to be sitting there acting like my behind don't stink, you dig what I'm saying? Like, bro, you know what I'm saying? I give people what it is. I don't like to lie to people, so, you know, I guess they hate me for that the most. But, you dig, Pastor Kenny, you know, he always been pretty much respectful, though, you dig what I'm saying? Because, I mean, bro, he probably had the same, you know, he had a past as well, you know, so I tell people the truth, man. I don't see what's wrong with that. Like, what the hell, what's so wrong with them telling the truth about yourself? And I mean, even if somebody don't like it, you dig, like, what's wrong with just saying the truth, you dig? I mean, it is actual facts, you know, like, what's wrong with that if it actually
happens? There's nothing wrong with that. You can do that.
People don't like it. People don't like it, bro. Like, they don't like it when your truth pretty much makes them feel like a small fry in the world, brother. They don't like that. You dig what I'm saying, brother? Because their truth is something, you dig, like, brother, their truth might be way lesser than what yours is, but when you say your truth, hey, dude, here come the attack, though, brother, because when they try to tell their truth, you dig what I'm saying, it don't really sting as much as what somebody else might have going on, brother. But my truth has some thunderstorms in it, you dig what I'm saying? So, but I guess that's all I can think of, brother, why the hell people don't like me on this show. Like, I guess my truth is just a little bit more, you dig what I'm saying, authentic than what maybe their truth might be, you dig? But even if it's their truth, brother, I respect it. But, I mean, I guess they get upset with me because their truth ain't quite as colorful as mine, if that makes any sense.
You should have figured that out a long time ago.
Yeah, I was trying to be nice, you dig? But well, not really, though. Pastor Kenny know me, man. I got a man, bro, I can go off at a blink of an eye, though. I be trying to be calm, though. That's actually why the hell I always stayed in trouble, though, brother, because I got a bad temper. But, you know, I've been working on that, dog, because I done realized that every time my temper flare up, right, somebody that asking for me to get bad, right, as soon as I do that stuff, guess who end up in the doghouse for that? Me.
Doghouse.
You know what I'm saying, though, brother? Yeah, dog, so then that's why I had to, you dig, I had to learn how to control my temper, because every time I lashed out when somebody was asking for it, but I was the one to pay the price for that, dog. They was able to go on about their life and do that to somebody else, and I was the one having to pay the price. But I was like, okay, well, I guess the world is just wrapped up like that, dog. Like, you know, somebody can do you all kind of ways, but if you try to correct them for that, then you apply that pressure, bro. You the bad guy. You know, they send you off. You got to go through the trouble and the drama and the pain and all that stuff. They get to live their lives completely fine, though, even though they antagonize you to do that stuff, you dig? They get to do that, and they get to live free lives, you dig what I'm saying? They get to do all these things to people because if somebody ever checks them about it, you the bad guy, you know? And that, the world is, man, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure. Well,
chisel.
that.
We got another call. We got another couple callers. Let's find out who we got. Okay. Yeah.
See what I'm saying, Kenny? Like if you was to know who that person was doing the show and you smacked them about that, you would be in jail right now, bro. You see what I'm saying? The world is sick, my dude. Like, but if you knew who that was that's doing that to your damn soul constantly, and you smacked the hell out of them for doing it, bro, you would be the demon, bro. I'm telling you, the world would demonize you, brother. That's crazy, right?
Yep.
Crazy. But they get to do that stuff out in the open, brother. They get to do it for free. You dig what I'm saying? There's no consequences for these dudes, man. It's only consequences for those that put people like that in their damn place. We have the consequences, you dig? They don't have no consequences, brother. They get to live life free doing that type of stuff to everybody and their mama, dog. Like, that's the world, man. Look, bro, my blood pressure be getting high as hell just even thinking about that, dog. Like, the way the world operates, that is crazy to me. Like, these people just get to do that stuff with no consequences. That's why I know you get tired of me, though, Kenny, you dig, when I go off on these people, dog. But I'm like, look, bro. You're not going to damn bully me, though, because you feel like you can do whatever the hell you want to do to me or Kenny or anybody else, you dig? Because you know you got it like that. Like, brother, you lock me away for life, you dig? Like, brother, I'd rather, you know, down my feet than live on my knees, brother, anyway. So I know that people get tired of me going off on people, but if you really listen to what happened, you would see that they're actually the ones that's in the wrong and not me. I'm just defending myself. But it gets me interpreted so bad.
We got another caller. Let's take this one and see if this is going to be a good caller or not. Okay. Yep, that's Vicky Hopper. I know who it is. Okay, we got another caller. Okay, let me take this. This should be Ashley. Ashley, is that you?
Hi.
How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing okay. It's a little under the weather, but okay though.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
No, it's okay, no biggie. Just wanted to bring up some things. I know there was some stuff going on in your chat. I didn't mean to cause a big issue, but I'm a little worried about the direction the show's going in. How do I say this? And yeah, please don't take any of this the wrong way, but I think you're kind of turning off your actual listeners when you let people like Doug on, especially this guy disrespected Joshua Higgins, and then.
He's entitled to his opinion, okay?
But
you know what I'm saying? We know that Joshua Higgins is dead. We know that, okay? And it's a shame that he is. Okay, so...
Yeah, but why are you letting someone disrespect the dead?
I can't speak for Doug. I don't know. Maybe he feels certain people, okay, are Joshua Higgins, and he's convinced of it. Okay, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. I noticed everyone's quiet. That's good. Very good.
Okay.
That way I don't have to worry about being talking over. Oh, who's that getting ready to speak? Is that Jason?
What's up, Ed?
Heard about your brother.
I don't know.
Sorry,
what are you talking about,
that.
My brother? What do you mean?
You said something about a brother getting arrested?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. He's got to go away for a while, man. He violated. He was on a state probation run for a burglary and facing 10 years, and he violated. So they shipped him around.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. I've known him since we was kids, you dig what I'm saying? But, you know, we all kind of moved on and got grown a little bit, and he just kind of, you know, he didn't, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, and also, I wanted to bring light to a reason why I think you get a lot of hate. The thing is, I've noticed that you don't seem to take full responsibility for the things that you've done, and you seem to pin on others and how they treat you.
No, I take responsibility for how I react to people that make me do what I do. But I'm not gonna say, I'm not gonna exclude what their fault in the matter either. But I know if they force me to do what I do, responsibility for what I do to them. But so who's gonna hold them accountable for what they did to make me get like that? That's my question.
Oh, Ken, can you pick up 909?
Yeah, I was going to. Okay, I was gonna do that just now.
Okay.
Hello, Beanie.
Hey, what's happening? I'm all right.
Not much.
Just hurting.
What's happening
right
with
now.
You?
I'm hurting. I messed up my left arm. It sprained. Yeah, so it's a shoulder and then the arm. I can't hardly move it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, this happened in when I was in Walmart. I was trying on some shoes, and when I went to sit down, I put my hand on like one of the like benches, you know, to get support, and it tipped over, man.
Oh my!
Yeah. So they did a report, and I was supposed to get a call today from their insurance, but they didn't. Yeah. So they didn't call me. So I'm probably going to wait like a couple of days to see if they call me or not. And then I was call them, you know, to see what's going on.
Are you able to lift your arm up like at all? Or because I told my rotator cuff before and I wasn't able to lift my arm like probably like three inches and it would stop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what it is, man. I can't like hardly move it.
Yeah, that rotator cuff is painful, bro. That's some painful stuff right there, man. Real talk.
Yeah, man. So I just put some what do you call that stuff? That hot, cold and hot heat, whatever you call that.
Icy hot.
Like a roll on. Yeah, icy hot. Yeah, I just put that on right now. The doctor, he gave me some muscle like relaxers. But those like.
Did he give you some flexible?
Yeah, those,
Yeah.
Did they X-ray your arm, bro, or no?
No, because it's not like broken. It's just the sprained.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, so they didn't do the X-ray. But yeah,
okay.
So. Yeah, he said that I'm probably going to be hurting for a week or two, but by the third week, it should be all right.
Well, I'll pray that it goes by quicker than that.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what's going on?
Nothing much here. Nothing much. Okay,
you're speaking some real stuff, man.
Yeah, man. I was talking to my friend today, and because this one guy, he wants me to go up to his church, but there's a lot of like red flags that come up, you know. So they believe in a lot of crazy stuff, so. He's been trying to get me to go, and I'm like avoiding him. Yeah.
Well, church is a weird place today, anyway, brother. Like every church on the planet right now, they all pretty much acting weird, no matter what religion it is, man. Churches are just they're pretty much like gangs in L.A. You dig what I'm saying,
yeah,
brother? Like
exactly.
it's a mess, right? Like, you don't know what damn building you want to walk into, brother, because you don't know if you walk in this building, the building down the street gonna hate you. You walk in that building, the building down the other street gonna hate you. Like it's crazy, man.
Yeah, Yeah, man. Yeah, so well, it's like a lot of red flags come up, you know.
Well, I mean, if it doesn't feel right to you, then it doesn't feel right, you know.
Yeah.
Don't go against your principles, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
If it doesn't feel like it's for you, then you know, don't go.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I've also noticed that a lot of the larger churches tend to care more about money than actually helping people.
Oh yeah, yeah. Actually, there was this person that told me that she went to go visit this church, and the pastor was a woman, and all she was talking about was that the persons, like the people, are not like tithing as much as they're supposed to, that she has a bill for a Chrysler 300 for her house and a lot of crazy stuff, like she was saying, and I need that, you know, and she kind of was trying to use fear like on them, you know, like if they don't give, God's going to punish you, you know, stuff like that.
Well, you know, women preachers ain't supposed to be there no way, brother. Like, well, a woman preacher, brother, that don't even go together, bro. Like, if you look at the history, you dig what I'm saying, if what it really is, women preachers ain't supposed to be there. Like,
they
was called
like
by their mama.
Nothing in gender.
No, like, women preachers was called by their mamas, not God. You dig what I'm saying? God calls on the man to preach. Like, brother, a woman pastor ain't even supposed to exist. Because, you know, women are emotional creatures by nature. You dig what I'm saying?
This
so if you get a woman preacher, you know.
This is the 21st century.
Yeah, they're like emotional, you know, so.
No, but it ain't their fault, but it's just like, it's just nature, you dig what I'm saying? Like, you know, women are just emotional creatures by nature, you dig? They can't even help it,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, brother? They do this stuff, bro, and they don't even realize they've done it till after they've done it. But they're so emotional that even when they do it and they realize they did it, they still don't want
to
admit it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that woman preacher was, you know? Going off of
emotions. Her first mistake is preaching about her Chrysler 300. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Chrysler 300 though. That's what she's doing. All right.
You know, I mean, what I mean, if you're gonna, if when I look at it like this, I'm a pastor. I don't even own a car. Okay.
You know what it is? That's a Chrysler.
It's broke down right now. Okay.
You know,
everybody in the hood got a Chrysler 300.
You know why, right? Because they resemble the like Bentley.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a knockoff, though.
It's
kind of like what Cat Williams said, but like, you think you got a Phantom with a Chrysler until the Phantom pull up next to you, and you're like, yo, I got to relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't, come on, man. what kind of
Is
that? Oh, man, like a car is just something that, you know, it's a luxury, you dig, but it come and go, man. Like back in the day, brother, people was walking there where they had to go. So a car is just a luxury that we have today, man. That ain't nothing real. Like, bro, if you got a preacher talking about that, hey, man, you got to relax.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, my advice said a lot of the pastors and preachers, they need to focus on just preaching the Ten Commandments and living like that rather than focusing on all these doomsday prophecies or the stories. It should just be about the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even more important than that, though, they should be more focused on living the Ten Commandments versus preaching them. You dig what I'm saying? So how are you going to follow somebody that don't even live what they're preaching? You dig what I'm saying? We need pastors that are literally living the Ten Commandments instead of just preaching it to us. You dig what I'm saying? Like, I would respect somebody more if they actually live like that in real life. You dig? And they actually follow those principles to the T in real life. I don't respect you just because you're preaching that to me, but in your real life, it ain't even that behind closed doors. Like, what do you think? What do you take me for? Like, I'm not a sucker like that.
I got a comment saying that there are more than 10 commandments. I mean, there's actually 10 commandments, and you've got other.
Oh, the 11th one. I forgot about that.
Well, Jews have a bunch more, but you must have
talked about
Jews.
Old Testament laws and 10,050 New Testament laws.
Well, hold on. He might be talking about Jews, though, brother, because the Jewish religion has like a million commandments, brother. Like the Jewish religion is crazy with the commandments, though. They got more than anything on earth. So he might be
talking
about Jews.
It's actually not commandments. It's laws. Okay.
Right. Well, you know.
There's 613 Old Testament laws and 1,050 New Testament laws.
Yeah, Jews and Muslims are crazy with that stuff, dog. Like, brother, you know, dude, you ever heard of a Muslim? Like, brother, their laws is crazy, you dig? And you hear a Jew? Bro, what can they do, dog? Like, brother, you got to wake up and you just pray and then you got to go back to sleep. Because if you go out in the real world, brother, you're going to be wrapped up in something. You're going to be wrapped up in a bad burrito, brother. Like, that is crazy. Like, Muslims and Jews have it worse than anybody on earth, dog. Like, them brothers have way too many laws. Way too many rules, you dig what I'm saying? And 99% of them don't even much live by all that stuff. Like, they be lying and hypocritical. Oh, man, who?
It's not just a Muslim-Jewish thing. It's religion in general.
I agree with that. You right about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's bring Doug back on. Okay, he pressed the one key. Hey, Doug.
How you fresh?
Hey, you just step on a mouse?
What?
No, somebody, it was like a screech I heard when you came on, but I thought you stepped on a mouse or something. I didn't know. It was a weird noise. It sounded like somebody stepped on a mouse. I'm sorry about that.
That was Ashley. Because she got scared.
Yeah, okay. I was just making sure because it sounded like somebody stepped on a mouse, but I didn't know. I was just making sure that nobody killed the mouse just now.
That was definitely Doug.
Oh, anyway, what you think about what we talking about, though, Doug, with the whole religion thing, brother? Like, how crazy is going in these days and times, man? What you think about that?
Not a whole lot.
Hey, man, brother, look at you. That's why I like you, dog. That's why I like you, bro. Hey, this man said, I don't think much about it. Hey, that's the realest thing I've heard all night, dog.
Hey man, I was gonna ask, like you rap, bro? Jason.
Huh? Oh, you talking about me? You said the what now?
Yeah, but do you rap or something?
Do I rap?
Because I was listening to the show like the other night, and what do you call it? You're talking about like you were making beats.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't like rap like that. You know what I'm saying? But I like making music. But I mean, dude, I don't be trying to make no career out of that. It's just a hobby I got. I make it for me to ride around in my own truck and listen to. I don't make it for nobody.
Menthol and whiskey.
What's that?
Whiskey menthol. Remember?
I just make it for me to listen to in my own truck, but nobody get that stuff. It's just for me. Because nobody else make music that I like for real like that. So I make music that I like, and then I just ride to it. That's all I look at.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's a good idea.
That's cool.
Good title.
I ain't no super lyrical, famous, rapping, boozy. I ain't none of that. I just make music that I like to ride to, brother. That's all, because ain't nobody else got no music out right now that I like. So there's only so much old school music I can listen to, dog, before I'm like, brother, I need something with a fresh sound, you did. So then I just go in there and make something myself. Then I'm like, I talk what I live, you know, and I ride to it by myself. That's all. I don't make it for the world, bro.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry about that, Jason. We know that you're very special in your own way.
You absolutely right, baby. And don't you ever forget that.
Yeah. Amen.
Play something.
Oh, well, listen, guys. I'm going to end the show. I'm going to say God bless you,
all
everybody.
Right.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, man.
Ashley.
Good night, everybody.
Listening in the chat room, Zach Werner, okay, Turner McGillicuddy, Bayment, thank you everybody for listening.
Hold on, brother, okay. You just said a turd what now? A turd.
Turner McGillicuddy. That's his name.
A turd what now?
His name is Turner McGillicuddy.
But hold on, brother, there's somebody with a name called turd?
Yeah.
All right, I'm done, brother. You in the show. I'm sorry about that. All right.
Higgins.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody. God bless you. Okay, have a great night. And I'll see you all back here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Good night.
Time for another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Okay, good night.
Good night, Paul.
Good night, man.